This is Morning Edition on IPR News Radio. Good morning, I'm David Castleman. The State Board of Education is being asked to vote on guidelines meant to protect transgender students. Yesterday, we heard from a Republican lawmaker who called the recommendations, quote, beyond crazy. Today, we hear from somebody who supports the guidelines. Among other recommendations, the statement says transgender students should be able to use the bathroom of the gender they identify as and be able to choose their name. The statement also says that parents shouldn't be told about these changes if the student doesn't want them to know. Jay Kaplan is an attorney with the ACLU of Michigan, and Jay worked on developing some of these guidelines. Jay, thanks for making time.
Thank you.
How would you characterize the recommendations that the Department of Education has come up with?
I think they're very thoughtful. I think they're very well balanced, and they're really all about creating a safe and supportive learning environment for all of Michigan students. It's guidance. It's just that guidance. They're not mandates on local school districts, but they're being provided in response to repeated requests for assistance from Michigan educators and school districts regarding LGBT student issues. And I think they're a practical extension of what the legislature did several years ago when they passed a law that said that all school districts have to have policies to address the incidence of bullying and harassment of all students, including LGBT students.
One of the issues that Republicans in the state legislature have a problem with is the question of what parents should be told. In the guidelines, state officials recommend asking the student if they want their parents to be notified, you know, about them changing their name or about anything else. Why shouldn't schools automatically tell parents if their child is transgender?
Because sometimes it takes time for parents to fully accept and embrace their children. And sometimes by disclosing that piece of information could be harmful to that child and to that child's safety. So rather than having a blanket rule, it's very important to have a conversation with that student, because sometimes it's not going to be a safe environment for them when this information is disclosed. You know, there was a case about 15 years ago where the police went directly to a youth family to disclose his sexual orientation, and that youth ended up committing suicide because he was afraid of what his family's reaction was. And there was a lawsuit brought in federal court, and the federal court made it clear that even students, even youth, that sometimes information that they have can be protected. It can be private information if the disclosure of that information could compromise their safety and their environment. And I think what the guidance that they've come up with, I think that's sensitive to that issue.
We had a state representative from Northern Michigan on this program yesterday, and he suggested on the issue of bathrooms and transgender students that unisex bathrooms, that is, I believe he meant single stall bathrooms, would be an accommodation that he could support. The guidelines call for transgender students to be able to use the bathrooms of the gender they identify as. What do you think about this bathroom issue?
I think if anyone who feels uncomfortable using a communal restroom, they should be afforded the opportunity to, if there's a unisex bathroom available, you know, single user restroom, but that shouldn't just be put upon the transgender student. This should be made available to any student who feels they need that. But there shouldn't be the assumption that because one is transgender that they have to use a separate bathroom facility apart from the other students. And that's consistent, once again, with what the Department of Education has said, as well as the Department of Justice.
What do you say to this idea, which I've seen on Facebook and which we've heard on this program, that teenage boys are going to be going into girls' bathrooms on a whim under these recommendations?
I think that clearly shows a misunderstanding of what it means to be transgender. Being transgender is not a whim. And that's not why someone has a particular gender identity. And I imagine that most school districts have policies and mechanisms to deal with a student inappropriately being in the incorrect bathroom for reasons that have nothing related to their gender identity. There, and in terms of in public restrooms, you know, out in the community, there are laws to address that issue. But that's not what it means to be transgender. A transgender person is much more at risk for harm when they're not able to use a restroom facility in accordance with their gender identity.
Are there school districts in Michigan that have already embraced some of these guidelines?
I think there are. I think there are. And whether or not they, you know, actually have a published policy, I can't be certain. But it's certainly that's the case across the country. You know, school districts in Washington State and Massachusetts and the District of Columbia and Los Angeles and Boston, they've all adopted policies that are very, very much in sync with the recommended guidance from the State Board of Education. Believe me, the State Board of Education has not reinvented the wheel. This is consistent with what just about any other school district that has come up and has addressed this issue, as well as, you know, what the courts have done and what the different departments in the federal government have recommended.
Are you surprised by the backlash that these recommendations have gotten so far?
I'm disappointed by the comments made by some of the legislators. I think, once again, it represents clearly a misunderstanding of what it means to be transgender. And I think it just demonstrates how there needs to be more education of the public as well as our elected officials about these issues. So there's greater understanding. Really, the intention behind this is to create a safe environment for all students, including transgender students.
Jay Kaplan is an attorney with the ACLU of Michigan. Jay, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you. Take care.
And you're listening to Morning Edition on Interlochen Public Radio.